Blog Talk Radio.
Devontae, Davin, Kings of Slow Jams.
Yeah. What's the dealie? You know what it is. It's your man DJ Big Stu. We live from Harlem. We doing it up real super big tonight. Shout out to everybody on iHeart and all the other platforms that we on. Y'all know how we do it. But you know, in the building, as promised, ladies night, we got them in the building. Matter of fact, I'm gonna just let the bros introduce themselves. Fellas, can you do that for me?
Yo, what up? This is Shazam from the RB Group H-Town.
Hey, yo, it's 4GI.
All right, welcome to the show, brothers. We definitely honored to have you here, man, and it's definitely our pleasure to have you, man. I just want to take it from the top because a lot of, you know, this is your first time on Beef Stew Radio, so I want y'all to tell us how the group came together, how it all started, and where it all started from.
Basically, man, we just, you know, kind of grew up and went to the same high school, lived in the same project apartments. And then we kind of just kind of developed from there, you know what I'm saying? Just one day we all just went to audition one day, and a guy was looking for a group at our school, looking for some talent, and then we all kind of showed up and kind of just formed a group from there, you know what I'm saying? But it all started in the project, us all living in the same project, and just kind of run across each other's paths from different events that was going on at that time.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people who influenced you?
I mean, like Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye, you know, Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, a lot of the greats.
Now, you guys were down with Luke, man, right? Y'all had signed to Luke first?
Yeah. We signed to Luke.
How was that, man? Because, you know, that shit had to be crazy wild, man. Tell us about that, man, being on Luke Records and with one of the hottest songs in the world back then. You know, I know women was chasing y'all down.
Yeah, it was, man, the first it was almost like, you know, dream come true, you know what I'm saying, to be signed to a label. At that time, Luke was one of the biggest independent R&B, independent labels in the world. So it was just more like, man, like a dream come true for us, man, to finally get somebody to really put into it and invest into our music careers. And we were very thankful for Luke Records giving H-Town a shot at this R&B world and this music world, you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, that first joint I played, I did that with Jodeci and Pretty Ricky, man. How that joint came about? How did y'all come about putting that together with all them talented singers on one song?
Well, first we did it with it was just H-Town and Jodeci, and then we did it with H-Town and Jodeci first, knocking the hills. And then, you know, my friends Baby Blue from Pretty Ricky heard it and wanted to remix it, so we thought it'd be good to try to merge the decades together. We come from the 90s and they come from the 2000s and the 2s, so we kind of thought it would be a great idea to kind of merge the two decades together. So that's how that came about.
Now, y'all got a joint called Super Love. That video is real, real ill, man. How that concept came up, bro?
Just mainly, man, it's kind of like a spinoff of Knocking the Boots. You know, it's kind of like, you know, first time we knocked your boots, and now we just more letting the ladies know we got that super love. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know, that we mature, we seasoned now. Basically, super love just stands for, you know, we got to treat a woman. We great lovers, we providers, everything. We super love. It ain't just, that's what that term means us, is everything. You know what I'm saying? We great men. We super men. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but in every way, we great lovers too. So, you know, it's kind of universal what it stands for. Every man can make what they want to make out of super, being a super lover.
Yes,
Josh, what's up? The video concept is ill, like, you know, how the costumes and all that. Like, who was the director of that?
A company named An Infectious Muse, Itchy Itch, and a company called 3-6 Productions. So they did the video. So some up-and-coming directors and film guys out here in Houston, Texas.
All right, so y'all know what it is. This is Beef Stew Radio, your man DJ Big Stew. We got H-Town in the building. Y'all know I only play the fly joints. This is Super Love by H-Town, another hot joint. We're going to get into it and be right back with the brothers. Let's do it, y'all.
I'm at the party. Are you on the way? Okay, I'll see you when you get here. Come find me.
Shazam. Yeah, bro, you ain't gonna be able to find her. Nah, she and her, she playing games, but yeah, she and her, but you ain't gonna be able to find her, though.
I'll stick her.
Shazam? No. Shazam? Maybe.
It's like drinking sweet water. Oh, told me to be patient. I ain't got no time for that, 'cause my heart is racing and I don't want no heart attack. Oh, show me that body, body. Girl, show me that body, body. Show me that body, body. Show me that body. Oh, my baby.
Call me up, girl, you know I got that super love. Call me up, girl, you know I need all your love. Call me up, girl, you know I got that super love. Call me up, girl, you know I need.
'Cause that's what it's all about. I'm about to turn you out. 'Cause that's what it's all about. I'm about to turn you on. Leave them scratches on my back. Girl, you know I like it like that. I'ma make your body climax. We're kissing and touching while we're young, lady.
We're kissing and touching while we're loving, babe. We're kissing and touching while we're sexy, lady.
Yes, 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 that's another hot.
Show me that body, body. Girl, show me that body.
Another hot joint from H-Town in the building.
Yeah, just
that joint is fire right there, fam. I ain't gonna lie. That,
yeah,
that joint is real hot right there.
Say that again? Brand new. I said, just to let everybody know, that's brand new by H-Town. It's on our brand new EP called Date Night. Date Night is out now on all streaming platforms. You can download it, you can stream it, you can, you know what I'm saying? So you need to make sure they check that out, man. The whole EP is called Date Night, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's another joint we're going to play a little later that I play in my whip, but I've definitely been bumping that joint right there in my whip. But I really, really like the video. Now, I know y'all had like a little situation, things changed up, man, and y'all had a little tragic situation. How was the change for y'all, and what made y'all strong enough to keep the group going through all that?
Well, basically, man, you know, we just, you know, man, we just, you know, the fans, man, you know what I'm saying? Our fans, a lot of our fans just reached out to us on Facebook and, you know, and a lot of, jobs up a couple of Facebook and fan pages, and they were just reaching out to us, telling they want us to come back. So, you know, we decided, man, you know, to do it for the fans, just for the love of it, man. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize we turned $1 million deal down just to keep it us two, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of labels want us to replace them, but we just couldn't see nobody else in Dino's spot. So we decided to just keep it two and kind of do everything on our own, independent on the H-Town Music. So it's all good.
You know, I kind of noticed that y'all didn't add nobody else like other groups that do. And, you know, so how did y'all decide? Did y'all just, you know, ask for it to be the lead singer? Like y'all just both said, yeah, we both can lead sing, or it depends on the song, or y'all
what
just
a,
knew
what
who...
A,
good.
Well, the thing about all three members in H-Town can sing is just that we have to place our voices where they fit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the sound of H-Town, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when it comes to my voice is the closest to the sound of H-Town. But we all just, you know, we're doing H-Town. We just basically just put the stuff, well, you know, we put our voices where they fit. Like, you know, like, Jiao's voice is really good on a lot of the harmony parts. Like, you hear his voice really harmonizing really well, like Green Light. Songs like Internet Love. So, you know, we put, you know, anybody that's really a fan of H-Town, they know that all three members can sing, but we just, you know, we decide to, you know, my brother, that's my brother, so me and my brother, both voices are very similar, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just, to keep that H-Town sound, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I can't even go on without playing this next song. Every girl in Harlem, everybody in Harlem, hitting me up on the email right now, going crazy, like, yo, you gotta say it. But I gotta ask you, what was the inspiration when y'all did that hit Knock in the Boots?
Oh, young teenagers. Go ahead,
Gio. I said, we're just some young teenagers, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Our minds wondering, you know what I'm saying? We always, our mind is the gutter, you know, thinking about sex and stuff like that. But at the same time, but, you know, that's, you know, young. We're young, you know, we're wondering, you know. But we wanted to come with something. We wanted to come with something that was catchy, you know what I'm saying? Just something regular, just saying, like, let's have sex, you know. So we wanted to come with something catchy that everybody can relate to, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm sure Suzanne will tell you more details, too.
Yeah, we just basically, man, wanted to come with a song that was tastefully, subliminally, and that we feel could be a classic anthem for the whole world, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's why we kind of put a dance to it, and we know we did a lot of things to kind of make that song actually reinvent itself every year to a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Just some little teenagers, man, coming to our sexuality and everything and experiences, and we put it all into that song, Knock on the Boots.
You know, I had the privilege to come to Apollo and see y'all when y'all came to Harlem, and I seen y'all in another state, too. Some of y'all shows is crazy though, bro. You just
oh yeah, we wild out. Most definitely, we wild out on stage. We most definitely gonna give you a concert.
Yeah, y'all had those shows where cats ain't want to take their girls, you know what I'm saying, in the front row. They would be sitting in the back, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to get into that joint. You know. All right. Everybody, y'all know y'all want to hear that. We got them in the building, H-Town. This that joint knocking the boots. We in here.
Yeah. We're doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. G.I., Shazam, Dino. They gon' do a little something for you real sexy like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back of when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I want that old thing back, make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long, hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it, yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Give me some good love,
somebody rockin' knockin' double.
Give me some good love,
somebody rockin'
babe. Give me some good love, give me some good love,
somebody rockin',
knockin'
double.
I feel so good when I'm near. That's why you always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, night long, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 good loving body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we tell you to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on, I'm gonna lay down and get on it. Cause when I do to me, it'll be so right, so right, so right. Give me some good love,
somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Give me some good love,
somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Come on, baby, yeah. Give me some good love,
somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Give me some good love,
somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Some sweet rockin', some sweet love,
somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Giving you my pleasure, cause I'm
somebody
ready.
Now we on the intermission tip. So all you ladies go get your towels, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's laid out like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the vamp.
Somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Oh, baby.
Legendary hit, H-Town in the building, Harlem, New York, all around the world. Yeah, we do that one down. Y'all all ask me. Now, I want to ask y'all, you know, being in the game so long that y'all been in the game for a while, things change to the internet and all that stuff. If you had the power to change something, and what would you change, and how do you feel about how everything has changed?
What is
it?
Weird, yeah. Let me do it.
I think I would bring back, most definitely bring back the CDs, you know what I'm saying? I think everybody still love to have a hard copy of your music, you know, versus getting it online all the time, you know. Also with radio, I would bring back a lot of the contests like Pump It or Dump It, Kiss It or Diss It, you know what I'm saying, to give the fans more of a leverage of picking what songs that's hot right now and the countdowns or what have you.
Now, you and a few other groups was like the last of the soulful sounding R&B groups now. How you feel about the length R&B has gone now, like the direction, and where do you feel that your music still fit in? You know, your classic, you know, your traditional style of soul that we're used to what's out here now.
Well, I think, you know, for a minute R&B was a little shaky, but I think artists like her, Ella May, Chris Brown has kind of, you know, bringing it back to, well, you know, it's starting to sound better and mean some again. I think, you know, the good thing about H-Town music, it doesn't sound old. Like, you can play Day Like It Slow or Part Time Loving, it sounds like it can go right to this day. It's just like a different style. But I'm pretty pleased with some of the newer artists I have seen maybe in the last 2-3 years, I'm really feeling like Ella May, her, Chris Brown, a few of the other ones. But, you know, hopefully, man, that this 90s R&B, you know, eventually comes. It's actually haven't really went nowhere because it still plays all over the world. And it's there, but that's why H-Town wants to come back and put some stuff back in there. That's why everybody need to go get that Date Night that's out right now on all the digital platforms to feel some of that 90s R&B mixed with, sprinkled with a little bit of the new stuff, you know?
All right. That's what's up. Now, you know, a lot of groups, you know, when they're not in the studio and stuff, some of them is writing, producing artists. Some of them is making movies, doing clothes. Are you guys doing something like that you want the world to know about?
Well, you know, of course, we got our own label, H-Town Music. So, of course, we're working on new talent to put out, you know what I'm saying? Also, Maybe in the future you'll get a movie from H-Town or H-Town's life, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things in the works, you know.
That's one of the main things we want to get a biopic, but it just got to be done right. Sometimes it can take time. We want to work on stuff like, but right now we also got a lot of touring that we're getting ready to be doing. So we're working on trying to come to a city near you. You know, a lot of we're working and creating a live show, you know, really get a chance to the live experience with H-Town.
Now, they got another hot joint with Lil Flip, you know, Greenlight 713. You know, tell us the inspiration on that.
That basically, man, you know, we want Lil Flip is another legendary artist from Houston, and we all come from that area code 713. That's the first area code in Houston, Texas. And it's just a song, man, just basically this H-Town is asking the lady to give us permission to make love to her body. So, you know, we always was respectful guys, so we just actually asked her to give us the green light to make sweet love, a good love to her body, featuring with our homie Lil Flip to help us backing us up with it, you know?
All right, all right. So, you know, Before we let you go, we thank you guys for being on the show, man. We appreciate you guys taking the time out and stopping by, you know, and vibing with us and all that. You know, mm-hmm. there's some cats out there that's listening and young ladies out there also, right. and they want to get to where you are. Can you give them some advice before we jump into this joint and break on out?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, first of all, I want everybody that's out there, you know, if you're on IG or whatever, you know, here's on IG at H-Time for Life, H-T-O-W-N, the number four, Life, for all details on music, shows, and everything. But as far as get into the business, man, you have to be original. You have to be original. You have to be that part of the puzzle that doesn't fit, you know what I'm saying? You have to have great content. Also, it's very important to have a good manager and a good attorney, you know what I'm saying, because things can go left. Very, 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 very quick without a good attorney and good management.
All right. That's some great advice from Ace Town in the building, legends in the building. Well, man, this was an honor for me, man. I like I said, I can't even thank you guys enough, man. You got a home here in Harlem. You ever come to Harlem, let us know so we can bring you on the TV show. But we're going to get into this Green Light 713. And once again, we thank y'all for being here.
Much love, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, and we out, y'all. This is some hot joint for this town. Until next time, I see y'all again. Beast Dude Radio.
We could take the ship.
Now let me make it.
Give me the green light.
Trip.
Yeah.